Good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Last summer, a group of Vermont business investors and advisors went on a motorcycle tour around the state to hear pitches from entrepreneurs, like a Green Mountain version of the TV show Shark Tank. And now the group has announced that this August they'll be doing it again. Here to tell us about that and other local news from around the state this week is Public Post reporter Amy Noyes. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
So who are these so-called business bikers?
They are Vermont investors, experienced entrepreneurs, and business advisors, and obviously they're also motorcyclists. The group was put together last year by Karn Cross, who is co-founder of the investment group Fresh Tracks Capital. And last year, the road pitch included nearly 30 riders.
So can anyone pitch their ideas?
The tour will make 8 stops throughout the state, and there is a local organizer for each stop, and people interested in pitching need to sign up through their local organizer, so there is a process to be involved. But anybody can go watch the pitch sessions. They're all open to the public.
Do the pitchers get immediate feedback on their business ideas?
Yes. The pitchers have 7 minutes to talk about their ideas, and then there's a 5-minute question and answer period where they'll get direct feedback from the business bikers. And then each biker will also follow up with written feedback for the pitchers.
And what if they want to make an investment offer?
That would happen in the follow-up correspondence.
All right. So where and when will all this be taking place?
The bikers will make 2 stops a day for 4 days, and this starts on Monday, August 3rd. So they'll be stopping in Essex Junction, Bennington, Brattleboro, Rutland, Randolph, Lowell, Morrisville, and Grand Isle.
Sounds like they're really making the rounds. Turning to another kind of funding, this week Governor Peter Shumlin announced 8 towns will be receiving community development block grants totaling over $2.8 million. What types of projects are getting funded?
There are affordable housing projects in Milton and Bennington that receive funding. Brattleboro got money to rebuild a failed retaining wall downtown. Bristol received a grant to put together a marketing plan for a potential business and industrial area. And Linden, Proctor, Randolph, and Tunbridge all got funding for work being done by nonprofit organizations in those towns for things like rehabilitation services, environmental cleanup, housing, and family support services.
Well, before we say goodbye, this week you reported on some fun events happening this weekend. Any suggestions for folks looking for something to do?
Definitely. If you like barbecue, you want to be in Waterbury this weekend for the Not Quite Independence Day Barbecue Festival. It's a new event this year, and there will be teams from all over the Northeast competing for the title of Vermont State Barbecue Champion. And I'm told there will be 3 barbecue world champions among this weekend's contestants there. This weekend is also the 4th annual Rockfire Festival in Barrie. It's a celebration of art, recreation, and Barrie's granite industry past. And they put on quite a show, especially after dark when there's a fire walk lit by bonfires and luminaria around the abandoned granite quarries up on Millstone Hill. And then it's also Abenaki Heritage Weekend at the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum. And there are dance, storytelling, and singing performances going on there, as well as a fire pit cooking demonstration and an 18th century encampment.
That's a lot to choose from. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.
You can find all of the Public Post stories at vpr.net.